Good on this afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, things should begin to cool off a bit today. The high temperature is expected to reach 81 degrees. Tonight, clear with a low around 59, and on Thursday, sunny with a high near 86. And in the news for today, in an analysis from Up North News, written by their staff writer Nicholas Zapecki, at an event honoring Pride Month, Democratic Governor Tony Evers made clear a glaringly obvious point. He is likely the only thing standing in the way of a Republican push to ban books in Wisconsin. As reported by the Associated Press, Evers said that if he loses re-election in November, Republicans will take the breathtaking step to ban books, particularly those related to the LGBTQ community. Republicans are already pushing book bans across the country. CNN reported Republican-controlled states, including Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, and Texas, are now pushing statewide rules that make it easier for critics to remove books they dislike from school libraries in every community. Jeffrey Sachs, a professor who tracks free speech in education, recently told Vox that every single Republican-controlled state where the legislature is currently in session is considering a new educational gag order bill. Wisconsin Republicans are already checking bookshelves for content they deem problematic. As reported by the Wisconsin Examiner, quote, Wisconsin Republican legislators have been scouring school libraries in their districts for potentially inappropriate books, setting the stage for debates around what books should be restricted. Evers' comments have finally pushed the potential of Republican-led efforts to ban books into the news. But anyone paying attention understands that this is not coming out of left field. The threat to academic freedom that book bans represent is very real, and it may be coming to a community near you very soon. Looked at from a certain point of view within the context of the last few weeks and the murder of 19 elementary school children in Uvalde, Texas, it sure looks like Wisconsin Republicans have more interest in banning books than they do banning untrained civilians from owning AR-15s. That's not just scary, it's a shame, Zabecki wrote. Again, this story was broadcast with permission from Up North News. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, DACCAP, announced that the statewide order prohibiting movement of poultry to all live events has been lifted. The order had been in effect since May to prevent the spread of highly pathogenic avian influenza in Wisconsin. While poultry is now permitted at live events, DACCAP continues to encourage strong biosecurity practices, including cleaning and disinfecting, restricting access by visitors and wild birds, and keeping separate shoes and clothes to wear around flocks. Since March 22nd, domestic flocks in 14 Wisconsin counties have been confirmed with the virus, and states continue to identify new infections at backyard and commercial farms. Poultry owners should continue monitoring their birds for increased mortality or signs of illness. Reports can be submitted to DACCAP. Information for this report comes in part from the La Crosse Tribune. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.